Check 1, 2. Hey, hey, hey. This is the radio voice.
You guys
the
podcast listening voice. To Sapnin FM.
Probando 1, 2. Aquí estamos.
Nice. Use that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You are listening to episode 212 of Sapnin Podcast featuring myself, the very ill Sean Smith, and my good friend, I don't know his illness status, we'll find out in a second, Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards. I'm doing okay, but maybe we're just having too much fun. Maybe we've passed the nirvana, but I bet you've never had a Friday night like this.
It's Thursday morning.
But this comes out on a Friday, and that's one of the lyrics.
It's Friday morning.
It syncs up very well. Yeah, but it's a Friday, isn't it? So I have to...
This week's guests are the wonderful, beautiful souls that are Pierce the Veil.
Yes, we've been waiting for this one. It's finally happened. Pierce the Veil are back, and they're on the podcast. After 5 years away, the San Diego emo metal crew have returned with Venom, spending the last 4 months touring intensely, blowing up nostalgia on TikTok, and releasing new music ahead of their fifth studio album, The Jaws of Life, being released on February 10th, which is also Vic's birthday. Ah, via Thieves Records now in 2023. We got invited to talk to the band backstage in Birmingham this past week as part of their UK tour, and it turned into not only a chaotic, hilarious ramble, but a giant love fest going down memory lane. Sean, this band is one you have a lot of history with, and I'm sure you couldn't believe the reaction as soon as you walked into their dressing room.
I absolutely love Pierce the Veil. Musically, absolutely fucking fantastic. As humans, I love them even more. I was lucky enough to tour with Pierce the Veil on their first ever UK tour in 2007 when they supported a band called The Blackout, who are apparently playing Download next year, 2023, I heard. As long as Reese stops chopping off the tops of his fingers, because that's happened this week. Anyway, I won't go into that now. Pierce the Veil. I had a fucking great time of this chat. As you said, me and you walked in, and I don't think they were expecting us at all. They were just expecting two different knobheads to come in and interview them. They let us in. They were signing like album covers. Vic looked up and looked me in the face, signed something, and then looked up again. I was like, oh my God. And then run over and give me a hug. It was absolutely amazing to see him again. I haven't seen him since 2000. Well, no. Because this is the thing, we took him on that UK tour in 2007, and then I believe 7 years later at the Kerrang Awards, I think it was 7 years, 6 or 7 years later at the Kerrang Awards, I got to present them with a Kerrang Award for best international newcomer. 6 or 7 years after we took him out on the first ever UK tour. And I remember, I'd just like to apologise for Piers de Ville for this, because at the time I thought it was very funny, but I was also drunk. At the Kerrang Awards, I presented it as, hi guys, this award is normally called the Best Foreign Muck Award. But for this year, they've called it Best International Newcomer. And the Best International Newcomer is... we took him on tour 7 years ago. It's Piers de Ville. So I'd like to apologise for that. They deserve all the awards. They are wonderful people. As you're about to hear, Vic does some unbelievable things with charity and is just the fucking nicest person in the world. This chat is... it's heartwarming. It reminded me of parts of the tour that I completely forgot about. They bring up our sound guy, Pablo, which is amazing that he's made such a dent. I messaged Pablo after it and said, Pablo, you got brought up when I was talking about Piers de Ville. And he said, oh, me and my daughter were going to go and see him. But the car wouldn't start. But I was like, bro, you've made such a last... you made such a lasting impression that you are... best bands fucking remembers you, and that's from a tour fucking 15 years ago. So yeah, I absolutely love this. As you could probably tell from my voice, I am ill, very, very ill. Look, I'm breaking kayfabe. It's Thursday now when we record this. I ate for the first time yesterday since the Friday we recorded. I've been ill for 5 days straight. I lay in bed in the same clothes for 3 days, sweating and sometimes crying. It hasn't been fun, but reminiscing and getting to speak to Piers de Ville was such a fucking highlight that I will take being ill for it. Not that they gave it to me. I'm not accusing them before. Oh, fuck. This is going wrong. Yeah, you start talking more. For fuck's sake, I'm sorry, guys. I'm ill.
You're just saying how much of this conversation has affected you in positive ways, but it is a beautiful conversation. It's the first time I ever met the guys, and there's a lot of things I wanted to talk about. And throughout this episode, you're going to hear some really early road memories. Sometimes they've got booed supporting other bands. We talk Nerf Guns, When We Were Young Festival. Unbelievable experiences, how Sean slightly became their anger translator, all of Vic's work with his non-profit Living the Dream Foundation, and you want to hear the quote Tony says about the album. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
It's one of the cleverest, most inspiring things I've ever heard in my life. His first answer is... well, it's mind-blowing. You are in for a treat. If you listen to anything this week, you've got to hear this. So get in touch with us at SappeningPod on Twitter, Instagram, and we've got a TikTok, but fuck knows if we're ever going to use it again. Also, check out patreon.com/Sappening.
So without any further ado, this is Vic Fuentes, Jamie, and Tony of Piers de Ville on episode 212 of Sappening Podcast.
Sapnin! I sound like I'm underwater.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sapnin.
Yes!
We are joined at this time by Tony, Jaime, and Vic Fuentes of the Fuente clan.
Oh, yes.
Also known as the beautiful Pierce the Veil. How are you guys?
Oh, bro.
Amazing.
When you walked in this room, my eyes lit up like...
It's like we've seen a couple candles.
I saw stars. My heart started beating.
There's wild birds in here now.
Like, what the fuck is he doing?
It's a tropical paradise.
God. I'm just bummed you're not wearing your leather jacket, the blacket.
I got in a car.
Did you come here to give it to me after all these years?
No, I can't. Sorry.
But how are you guys doing? I mean, back in the UK, it's been a while, man. How's everything going?
It's going fantastic. Thanks for asking. No, it's been great. This tour has been unlike anything we've ever done out here. The fans have been so sweet, and especially for taking as long, you know, as we did.
Hardly any booze.
No booze this time. But it's been unreal. Yeah, we're so thankful to be back and playing shows again, and these fans have been waiting a long time to see us, obviously, so we're stoked.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, we were talking just while setting up about having some previous booze on some tours in these venues. I'm sure it's weird now coming back and seeing the complete opposite.
Yes, we did get booed, ladies and gentlemen.
That was a long, long time ago.
When we were supporting A Day to Remember with our friends in Bayside, we got booed every night in the UK, and it was brutal. And
it just seems insane to me. That's madness. Like, what?
Sean's trying to wrap his head around it.
I've never been to a gig where I've been so upset by the support. I've been like, I need them to audibly hear how
imagine
upset
how
I am.
We felt. We're a bunch of San Diego kids coming here
that way for us.
We're just here to play our songs and do our best. And then, oh, dude, it was brutal.
Was there any techniques to win them over?
Yeah, we started...
Taking our shirts off.
Well, yeah.
No, they didn't work.
That didn't work. That was the first mistake. First effort.
Our intro got real short. That's for sure. We didn't give them time.
Get on, boys. For fuck's sake, get on.
We went with the mantra, less talk, more rock mentality. Nice. And we turned it into a very positive thing because it made us be kind of, you know, resilient to all that stuff and try to make the set change the set in a way to made it fly,
yeah,
you know, which was fun for us. And then by the end there we won a couple cities over for sure.
Yeah,
I think I want to believe that at least.
Yeah. Well, yeah, look at
his face. His face is what shows were you at, man?
Tell that
they
to
just got tired of booing. I don't know.
Tell that to all those tears that I shed.
I didn't think we have been here for so long. But yeah, I had the same thing happen to me once. The Blackout was lucky enough to go on tour with. We did 5 dates with Linkin Park, and
Small Man.
Yeah. Yes. We played Linkin Park's first ever show in Greece.
Jeez.
Guess the venue cap.
10,000.
18,000 people at your first ever gig in a country.
Fuck up. Yeah. Wow.
So we went on, right? And they booed all the way through our first song, right?
Oh, my God.
As soon as we finished. And I mean 18,000. Like, they just get us off. They booed. And then as soon as we finished the song, I went, shut the fuck up. Silence.
Whoa.
Damn.
And then I went, Linkin Park. Linkin Park.
Oh.
18,000 people like, yes! They're coming!
That's amazing.
They're here soon!
Then
I just played up to that. And then the next song, and I was like, some people were throwing bottles or whatever. And I was like, look, if you want to hit us, you got more chance of hitting us if you all do it the same time. So all the way through this next song, if you feel like you want to throw a bottle at us, go fucking wild. And for that next song, I spent 3 minutes dodging bottles.
That's insane.
And tipping them over, Snarzo drummer, like a goalkeeper.
I was like, whoa! Is that a giant scar on your nose?
Oh, yeah, that's from Ed Butler's Cymbals. Different gig.
Wow.
But yeah, it's...
The ball's on you to say that to...
Yeah.
To Greece
as well. Yeah, they're not... They're known for a riot. They're wow. like...
What a
yeah.
time. What a time to
but
be alive.
But that's the thing. I was like, it's either going to go one or two ways. Either it's going to... You know, they're going to carry on hating us, or by the end of it, they liked us.
You had to do something.
Yeah, I had to do something. Because I was like, there's 18,000 people booing. I can't even hear the song. So
do you think little things like that, though, early on in a band's career, especially live, really makes or break you and gets you used to these kind of things? Because no one really teaches you that when you're going on the road for the first time or whatever.
Yeah, I think what it taught me was, honestly, it made me want to come back here really bad. Like, I was just like, we got to fucking come back. We have to redeem ourselves for whatever the fuck that was. And like... And try and build something here, you know, with these people. And
don't get me wrong, the tour that we did with them was fantastic. We had a great time with all the dudes, and it was just very new to us. We didn't know that could happen. I didn't know that could happen. But yeah, definitely.
Well, while we're on the memory lane a little bit, obviously there's a lot of history with you guys and Sean with the Blackout and Pierce the Veil touring
time together.
back in prison.
A while back, I believe it was your first time over here.
When I was.
Do you have any memories kind of just come back of those days and being like exposed to this side of the pond for the first time?
Oh my God, so many great memories, dude.
Great time.
I even have a book that we printed out that's on my parents' kitchen table right now, like from that tour. And like,
wow.
Yeah, that was our first time in Europe, in the UK, and like Blackout took us out. We shared a bus. We shared the most 80s bus of all time.
Yeah. That was the first time I found out that like buses were different out here than they were in the States. I was like, magical.
Dude, I have this picture of us like in the back lounge, and it's just we're all partying like in the back lounge. There's like bottles everywhere, like chips, like shit. Like we were having the best time of our life, and that was honestly just like one of the greatest memories, tour memories we've ever had. It's so fun, dude.
I also never forgot, because I was really into like, you know, the walking around the front of house area and stuff. And your guys is was it Pablo? Dude, Pablo, like now what people do when they want to test a PA and they want to test monitors, they'll like play a song and they can EQ it. This fucking guy, 400 hertz, 1, 2, 4, ha, ha. And I was just like,
we still do that impression like it's like in a band, and we'll be like,
that sounds about 800.
Killer 2K5.
That's the only time I've ever seen anyone do that in like my life, and I thought it was, and I still remember it to this day. Like every time when people are ringing out PAs, and you know, just making sure that, you know, for people that don't know what we're talking about, just making sure that there's no feedback and stuff. But man, oh man, was that, we were just like, appalled.
Do you remember when like our bus broke down on the side of the road, and we were like chilling on the side of the road for like 4 hours?
Yeah,
we just started fucking with cars, like trying to get them to like honk at us and wave at us. And
I remember somebody went across the other side of the street, and we pretended to have like an invisible rope, and then cars would stop because they thought they were about to hit the rope. And oh, fucking rope here, is he? You fucking idiot!
God,
that's happened a few times, a bus breaking down. I don't know if it's just us or. Yeah, we had a bus breakdown in the Alps in Switzerland once. That was cold.
Beautiful though.
it was nice. Oh no, it was nice because it was pitch black, so you couldn't see anything. You're so like, I bet this would be lovely
during the day.
If we had another 10 hours, we're gonna see a lovely sight. But yeah, we got out of that. But yeah, that was genuinely one of my favorite tours that we ever did. We love touring with you guys. We had such a good time. A
lot of video games were played.
A lot of
footy.
I forgot Pablo was with us, and that's brilliant.
That's so good.
Yeah, he'll enjoy that. He'll enjoy listening to that back, I think.
Yeah, he will. Yeah. He's still about now. Yeah.
It's the face.
It's terrible. This is an audio podcast because this is the face he makes.
But that's the thing, being on tour for so many years, like it's just little moments like that that really make it, and these experiences make it worthwhile, and just that you can look back on and have a laugh with. I'm sure there's just endless amount of those things over the years.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And We also like, we kept in touch still. Like, me and Sean have been talking like all this, all these years, like off and on. And yeah, I think we got really lucky, like meeting some great friends in the beginning, you know, cause like as you're touring along, you know, like you meet, you become like tour friends, but like you don't really keep in touch sometimes and stuff. Like you just meet a few like really great people along the way and hang on to them. And you got the Blackout Man.
Nice. Yep.
You guys are great.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Snap, you too. It's just a big love fest. You know?
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. I'm enjoying it. It's nice. It's like, you know.
It's a change show because normally people see you get very, very upset.
You feel not even the love tonight.
Well, one thing I did want to talk about, I think it's really an interesting time for Pierce DeVale because, as you mentioned, you've been gone away for such a long time now. But coming back, you kind of, from the outside looking in, it's like you're in the middle of two kind of fan reactions because there's so much nostalgia at the moment and people have really discovered your back catalogue over recent years and you just got to look at TikTok and things like King for a Day has really become so popular again. But you're back with new music. Those singles have been received really well. Is it kind of weird being like in the middle of like people excited that there's new music, but then they also really want to hear the old stuff and there's people who's missed it? I'm sure it's like weird to wrap your head around like celebrating the past, but also trying to get into a new era of the band as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's weird. I think that we're really fucking lucky and thankful that it's going this the way that it is, you know, like to still see, you know, the diehard fans coming out and singing along and, you know, standing in the back, maybe they're a little my age, you know, they've got their beer in the back. And but then you still got these like crazy young fans who are just like so amazing and just like they literally inspiring you as you're singing to them. You're just like, oh my God, like we're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep doing this for as long as we can. As long as these people are here, it's just super inspiring to see them. And so yeah, I mean, I think that really is gonna like fuel the whole album cycle. Sure. You know, this new album is gonna be like inspired by all these new fans and stuff, so.
Yeah, my favorite thing is when you know, normally Barricade is like mostly diehards that there's like, I want to, you know, this is my eighth time seeing this band, but like sometimes Vic will ask like, who's never seen Pierce the Veil before, and it's literally all the front, and it blows my mind because they're singing every song like they've been to multiple shows, and it's like, I'm like, you trickster, you. Wow. That's, you look, you're doing a good like eighth time seeing this vibe.
Yeah.
Even though it's their first time. So we're really, like you said, thankful to have that.
We walked past earlier because like we've been here since about 2:30, and we walked past the front earlier and you've had people camping out outside.
Yeah. Like, so
covered
cold
in fucking towels and duvets and stuff. Oh, and I haven't seen that for a while. Like,
yeah.
I haven't seen that for probably years, because like we go to loads of things to talk to people and you don't see that. So that's a fucking commitment by you, fans, to you guys. And yeah, it's fucking loads of them.
The longer I'm like in a band, the more I am absolutely mind blown that people do that, or that people just go as crazy as they do in a crowd, because like I'm just like, damn, you are just you're risking it all out there, and it's like, this is amazing
to see you. That's what it is. It's the
we love it. It's awesome.
I'm very, very impressed. It's so cool.
Yeah, killing it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Do you feel like over the year, like, do you feel now a lot of people who maybe have said bad things about you or naysayers in the past have really, like, you've won them over around now? Because it does seem that so many people are so excited for you to come back that you have won over a lot of those naysayers in that time.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if we'll, I don't know if, you know, I think music is subjective, like just any art, you know, like you either like this painting or you fucking hate it, or you like the song or you don't like it. And I respect that, you know, because I'm the same way with, you know, I'll listen to a comedian for 10 seconds, and if I'm not feeling it, then that's it, you know, like, and that's the way it is with music. So I can't force anybody to be into what we do.
I can't say I've ever seen a painting and gone, I fucking hate that painting.
Yeah.
I hate it. I've never seen a painting before. Yeah. That's the worst.
Yeah.
I'd love to, yeah.
I think maybe when it's, when you see the price tag of a painting, that's when you can be like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'll blue at a painting. I'll be like, how much is that?
And this is a bad painting of me. Like, me being shagged or whatever.
How much would I pay to see Pierce the Veil? Not that much. Maybe this
Who this man?
I wonder if it'll be anybody here tonight from those. Oh, that's where you need to find
out. That would be cool.
If there's people here from the A Day to Remember shows.
Maybe.
You never know.
do that. Yeah, this is... Right, I'm coming up with stage bits.
He's already writing your banter
You've got to ask tonight. You've got to say, how many of you guys were here when we supported A Day to Remember? And when they go, you can't! Everybody booed us! Everybody! You were here! You didn't help us!
Just have my moment. Just have my freak out, TikTok moment.
Or just have them, raise their hands and then just, security!
Out! Turn around and fuck off, all of you.
And Vic Fontes of Pierce the Veil has a meltdown on stage.
Seeking anger management.
In Birmingham.
Oh, please do it. Or let me come out and be your anger translator. I will come out.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah, you go, hi guys, how many of you guys host the Day to Remember? And then I'll just come out and go, you cunts.
Sean's got something to say to you. He's representing us right now.
P.S. the anger translator. That's it now? Yeah. Oh, what a good job that is. Imagine if I just...
Love it.
Yeah, you could have the job going out for bands and telling the crowd where they...
So you'll translate my true emotions. So it'll go something like this. It'll go... You know, we were really disappointed.
Disappointed? He couldn't be angrier inside.
You know, it really hurt my feelings, and I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
Everybody who booed last time, I hope all of your families get set alight this week.
You know, that's good enough.
Sorry about him.
I don't even know what you just said. That's how good the translation was.
Yeah, I just want to set fire to your family. Yeah,
he's very angry.
Yeah, very very angry.
Angry boy.
But yeah, it's like this tour now. You fucking sold out all of the shows.
Yeah,
that's fucking class.
That is. Always shocking to us. When you take that much time off and you know, that's it's like half a decade, you're kind of like not really sure what to expect going to a new country. So we tried to be conservative with the rooms, and I think it was less than a week and they were all gone, and we were just like, holy shit. Yeah,
we had no idea if they'd still be waiting, and no idea that when we'd get out here that there'd be that many new people waiting to see us.
Yeah.
It's been crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's fucking... Yeah, do you wish you'd gone for bigger rooms now?
No, Sean, we're very content with the
We never make mistakes.
He wishes he had gone for bigger rooms.
Hey, stop translating me.
Whenever you say something, I'm like, that's not what he thinks.
He knows me too well.
But in that downtime, what did you all really get up to day to day for people who... I'm not aware, was it just a lot of kind of a well-needed break from being on the road so much and from a young age, or was there other kind of things you're all focusing on?
I think that we were definitely due for a little bit of time off. I think the pandemic was like a forced break, I wasn't really very inspired during the pandemic. I wasn't like one of those artists that was like, I just put out 4 albums during the pandemic. I was the opposite. I was just like, this is great, I'm just gonna relax and
I was kind of scared that live music wasn't going to be a thing, because we are all in the business of crowds, and it kind of was like frowned upon at that point. So it's like, don't do it, so like I don't know how the world is going to recover from it, but I'm glad to say that it has in a great way. People are coming out, new fans, old fans. It's pretty incredible, and
energy's higher than ever. It's crazy. Like, people were just like, man, they came back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Feels so good.
Well, yeah, I think, because we were all kind of trapped in our houses for 2 years, I guess.
A lot of pent-up energy, it seems like. Yeah,
yeah, we were all like, is it going to ever be a gig again?
Yeah, and that's one thing we
noticed too. Oh, there's all gigs. Fuck it, let's go!
We've also had to stop the show more times than we ever have just for people like passing out. I think they just don't, they forgot how to party.
Yeah. We spent 2 years not being not being hydrated.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can't believe I'm trying.
I'll drink a couple of Red Bulls and a couple of pints. I'll be fine.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm going to wait outside all day in a duvet. Yeah. Just drink Monsters until it's time for the show.
I've had 3 chips and
Yeah, we shared some bread.
They got barriers, so that's what's important. But like, what was, do you remember the moment that really sparked this new material, or that you all to go like, let's try something again, let's get back to this? Was there a moment in particular where like inspiration came, or
I was listening to Shania Twain and all of a sudden
and when she said let's go girls, yeah, I really was like, felt,
you know what, I do feel like a woman.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, let's go, yes, girls.
Come on. Let's do another. Boys, back in the van.
Yeah. I did. That's our call. That's our bat signal.
Let's go, girls.
That's how the PSVR documentary
starts. Yeah. Tony got on his little, he's got a little Batmobile bike. He came straight over.
I love all these visuals. Well,
yeah. Well, since they can't see what we're doing, we have to kind of give them vivid details.
What did you guys get up to personally during the time off? Were you writing for other people? Were you doing day job? Because we spoke to Wade and George from Alex on Fire not long ago, and George was saying that he went and became a fireman.
Yeah, he did.
During that time.
Yeah.
Which explains... I've only worked this joke out now after we did the interview. Mm-hmm. Does it explain why he takes his top off all the time, doesn't it? Because he's so warm.
Yeah. It's kind of hot, yeah.
From all the burning buildings.
From all the fires.
All the fires.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, it didn't land. It didn't land all the time. Glad I didn't say it to him now. Glad I tested it on you guys and so it didn't land. But yeah.
I became a pilot.
I became a pilot, yeah.
Well, Matthew from my band became from the Blacker became a pilot as well.
That's
the
awesome.
The worst linguistic skills.
Oh, Charlie.
What? This is a cartoon, Matthew. Dude, speaking. We're going to be traveling about 50,000 feet.
Oh,
sir,
man.
We can't land you with this.
Hey, sir, are you drunk?
Wow.
Mayday. Oh, no. Yeah, how was that?
Yeah,
how was that?
It was good. Yeah, that's something I've always wanted to do. And yeah, it was just one of those.
Let's put it this way. This guy started when we were touring in an RV. He would sit on his PC for like 4 hours flying in real time from like San Diego to Las Vegas or whatever it was. Like,
yeah.
And just staring at a blue screen for hours.
I was doing some research. Okay. I was looking at the
but that's how like a lot of pilots start. And so they do the simulators.
It was more of like a hobby thing. And I still bring it just to practice and stuff because it is actually like. It's helpful, you know, when you're getting, when you know all the instruments like really well and you know what to look for and that's, whatever, but.
Yeah, that's what Matthew did as well.
It started with just like a hobby and now,
you
know. He
had a flight simulator.
Yeah.
He went out to Europe and he had a flight simulator and then one day he went missing for a couple of hours and he came back and he had a steering wheel, whatever.
Oh, yeah, the yoke. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's steering wheel.
Steering wheel. Yeah, he had the oar or whatever it's called. Yeah. I don't know. And then. 2 weeks later, he came in and he had like this fucking
the rudders and the whole thing.
Get a bomber jacket on.
You were fucking set up a
wrong day. Oh man, he went for. See, I didn't go that far, but
was he
that's
wearing,
pretty
like,
awesome.
Aviators and like a
not yet.
Just
not.
Listening to the Top Gun theme song all the time.
Oh, that explains
that's
a lot.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, that would be why Matthew likes it.
I got a good.
I got why you got into piloting.
Yeah, I got the funniest pilot joke I ever heard was, how can you tell if there's a pilot at a party?
Go on.
Don't worry. He'll tell you.
Okay.
What do you fly in?
Just single engine. Single engine Pipers, Cherokee Piper. So there's like Cessnas, which is like the high wing.
Yeah.
The wing's on top, and then mine's low wing. So the wing's on the bottom. So yeah, it's good. It's been fun.
Matthew's become a pilot now for Ryanair, the British. It's a British.
Wow. Actual airline.
Yeah.
Actual airline.
Shit,
if management says to you, guys, we got to nip to Europe. Ryanair, you say,
no, thank
not
you.
On your fucking life. No chance, sweaty pants. Matthew might be fucking flying here. No, I haven't even been
wild.
On a plane with him. Yeah. Everybody else on the Blackout.
He fully went for it.
Went up in a two-seater with him, and now he's in charge of people's lives.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't fancy the Bruce Dickinson getting the plane and doing all
that's like
no.
A new level. I just wanted to do it just to do like the little plane stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future I'll get more ratings and stuff, but right now it's like...
It's got to be a gig that Pierce the Veil fly into.
Yeah,
fly
well, the thing, the way I think of it is like bands and pilots don't really, they haven't had the best of luck. So I'm like, maybe hold off on that for a while.
Yeah. That'd be such a sad story of just like, that's how we all went down. Just, we're trying to
Pierce
fly.
Pierce the Veil are back. They're bigger than ever.
Oh, you never fly into happened. Their own gig with Jaime. No, I'm sure you do fine.
Is this
get
supposed
to
sound
stage,
like?
Yeah. For the stage, pull up.
What a way! What a thing
that's
for
a hell
the history
of a,
books.
Hell of a way to go. Love it. But yeah, we also all got married during that time.
What, together?
Well, we have our individual wives.
All wives. All right, yeah, that makes
it
sense.
It was like a festival of weddings. Yeah. Like, it was all
don't
cheap,
you wish, huh, Sean? Just,
yeah. We're all very...
Yeah. I thought it was some sort of polyamory going on here. I was like,
well, there is.
How do I get in the middle of this?
We do sleep 2 feet from each other.
That's true, yeah.
That's the life we've chosen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how was all that experience for you? I'm sure it's nice to do like those big, like normal life things when you've got time off.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just made our family grow bigger, you know, because we were all super close already. And we've been with all our girls for a really long time. So just a natural transition. Now we have more people to lean on, you know, complain to.
Hey, man.
Well, Vic, we would love to get a little bit insight into the foundation you've been doing a lot of work with as well for the last few years.
Thank you, guys. Shining a little light on Dream Foundation. Okay. Well, let me tell you, it's
he has one and it's doing well. Yeah.
The don't album. Look into it. Don't look into it.
No. Next question: have you guys done any crimes? No. Okay.
Cool. Turned into like a murder mystery documentary.
Yeah.
Living the Dream Foundation, we bring kids out to shows and they get to meet their heroes who are going, you know, these kids are going through life-threatening illnesses and super rough times. And so we'll bring them out to the show. They get to meet their hero. They get to stand on stage, full VIP experience. And we just keep doing that over and over again. It's super, super amazing.
Kind of like a rock and roll Make-A-Wish.
In many ways, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Nice. Who have you got to meet their fans so far?
Recently, our most recent was at these festivals in the States, these rock festivals. And our guests got to meet Slipknot and Small Evanescence. And
the beauty of them.
We just did a country festival where they got to meet I forget all the country artist names. I'm not in the country world, but like it's been super amazing because like I was talking to you about how you've been in the industry for so long. Like we've all been in the music industry for like 20 years and like we've made so many friends with like production people and tour managers and bands. And so it's really just like a text away to make some really cool things happen. And
it takes like no time for the artist, like, you know, a little 10, 15, 20 minute meeting could make someone's year. You know?
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
It's so it's awesome. I remember we actually, before Vic was a part of the foundation, we did a bunch, Pierce the Veil did on our own with the foundation. So that was when we first heard about it.
Oh nice.
We met a bunch of kids and that just like, man, it pumps you up for the show, man. You're like, dude, this kid is like it's their whole dream to be here, and it's like all we did was just say hi and
talk. Well, that's nice that there's like, you know, it's a two way thing, because I think a lot of people who go and see bands, they don't realize that sometimes bands, like you guys, you've been out for 4 months. Like, people don't realize, like, you know, that's a long time. And some of these shows, you'll get on stage and you'll be like, maybe I'm not feeling this as much tonight. But then there's somebody like that makes you go, fuck, yeah, what? They love me. I'm going to fucking rock the fuck out for these people. Like, and yeah, that's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. Where can people check this out? Or
Social media is LTD Foundation ltdfoundation.org if you want to check us out.
Awesome.
Yeah. Living the dream, baby.
Living the dream.
Yeah. But speaking about like just making those contacts over the years, it must be crazy when you like try and think of an artist, for example, and then like map out that it's only like two ways of separation, or you literally know someone who you toured with years ago is doing something mad for someone else.
I'm confident that we could literally reach any artist in the world. Just be, I think you and I alone, like just like make
two
between
continents.
two calls. Yeah. I think that it could happen.
I tried this with the 6 degrees of separation with, do you remember the TV show Quincy?
No.
Back in the day?
Not
it was
really.
A medical examiner. It's an American show.
Okay.
From the 70s.
Quincy.
70s and 80s. Yeah. He was a medical examiner and, he would go out and solve crimes. Well, I got addicted to that show when I was, a student, and so I was trying to work out how I could get to the actor Jack Klugman who plays Quincy, and I was talking to my friend Mike's wife Amber, and she's from LA, and I was like, oh yeah, how would I get to Jack Klugman? And she literally went, my mother's his dermatologist.
Dude,
shut up.
I was like, oh, this
that's
is
insane.
Too small. The world is too small.
Yeah.
If I can get to him, it's too small.
Run. Celebrities, run.
I'll find you.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we're talking to a lot of people lately where it's mad when you can see they realize that this scene in the industry isn't as like crazy and as big as they think it is. Like really, it's such a small world, and it's mad to see how much of like a connection you can make with someone on the other side of that as well.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. This the touring world is a lot smaller than people know. You know, like when we were at, we did a festival in Las Vegas, the When We Were Young festival. So many that felt like a giant circus just showed up, and it was all of our friends that we've ever, you know, it was just, you couldn't walk more than 10 feet without saying hi to an old friend, or, you know, it was wild.
Any awkward moments?
Well, we were walking to our green room to go for like warm up, and I'm bringing my suitcase, first time on the compound. I'm like stressing about the show because we're like walking to a random place to warm up and then go play this show to like 80,000-90,000 people. We're like losing our minds. So I'm walking and this dude comes up and he like you know, he's like, oh, yeah, as I'm saying hi to everybody, I'm like, we got to get going. We got to keep going. And I was like, I'll talk to you after the show. He wraps his arm around me and he goes, hey man, did you do a cover of, an acceptance song, So Contagious? And I was like, oh yeah, yeah, I did it for, you know, my wife's, it was a birthday gift. He's like, oh, I heard that, it was awesome. And I was like, oh, thanks so much, man, appreciate it. All right, anyways, and I like kept walking. He's like, all right, see you, and he like left. And then I was just like thinking, I'm just like, I'm pretty sure that was the singer for Acceptance. I just blew off Jason from one of my favorite bands of all time. I didn't recognize him. He came in so hot. We've never met before, yeah. But he came in like an old buddy.
Yeah.
And I just kept walking, and I kept thinking about it. And I was like,
to be fair, he should have introduced himself.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but he came in so, like, he was just like, what's up, bud? And yeah. I was like, hey, who are you? So I thought about that the rest of the night, as one does. And I found him on Instagram, and I like just totally apologized. And he was just like, oh, totally cool. He was so nice. He gave me his number. He's like, dude, next time you guys are, you know, the next festival or whatever, like hit me up, we'll hang out, you know. And I was just like, I'm just
this next time you want to ignore somebody, don't call me.
Yeah, but it's like, but things like that, man, it's like, it blew my mind because I never thought in a million years I would ever meet that guy. And we would listen to his record all the time, you know, like that was a big band for us, you know. So it was cool they were there, and it was, yeah, something like that happens all the time.
You think he gave you a fake number?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't tested it yet.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Can you imagine just
555-555-555?
What gave me the impression that it was fake?
But yeah, do you remember any moments, early days with the band, where somebody you'd probably say is one of your heroes showed any interest in the band? Or have you met, you're bound to have met all of everybody you've ever loved in a band, surely?
Showed interest in the band.
I mean, we played a show with that festival with Blink once, and they came into like our green room and said hi, and I thought that was really cool. I was like, holy shit, it's
Korn is really cool,
yeah,
as well.
I love that. Blink on it too. Korn is cool.
I think they're kind of known for that, though. They like just pop into like the opener's dressing room, and you'll be like, "Oh shit, it's fucking Fieldy right now!" And like,
I am ready, John. I am.
We did festivals in Europe with Blink too, and I remember I was walking back in the artist compound from the showers, just kind of by myself, and I saw Travis Barker walking toward me, and I was like, you know, he's kind of off. And then he made it a point to come up to me, and he was like, said hi to me again. I was like, holy shit, he fucking remembered me, because our meeting was so brief that I thought, like, you know, he meets tons of people, but. He made it a point to stop and chat with me. It's fucking really cool.
I don't know anybody with a bad story about Blink-182.
No.
Bugger.
No, we don't. Yeah, they're all really one, nice.
And there never is. Yeah, I met Mark at the Blacko, played 4 shows with Blink, and Mark was the only one I met, and he was absolutely lovely. He was a superstar. I think it was when they were having the troubles just before Tom left, I think. But yeah, that was nice. He came over. We spoke about shoes for a bit. And then he went to his dressing room, which was the other side of the arena to everybody else's. Ooh.
Mm. Ooh. The plot thickens.
And
the
hot tubs. And
yeah. Over our side. But yeah. Mad.
Yeah.
But yeah, those were cool times.
I love when like the person that you meet like follows through with like the way that you think.
Because they always say, like, don't meet your idols, right?
Yeah,
they'll let you down. But like those are the times that you're kind of like, I knew they'd be cool. Like, how could they not? Like,
or you knew they'd be dicks, and they are a dick, and you're like, oh, confirmed. It's all good. Yeah, I knew.
I'm trying to think if I've had any. No, I think I've met all my heroes, and they've all been nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember taking a photo with Phil and Ansemo.
Ansemo, yeah.
Tara. And I was like, yo, can I get a photo? We're at like an award show or whatever, and we were just talking, and he's like, sure. And then as soon as I, like, the camera went up, he just started choking me up. Like, and it was like crazy. Yeah, I was like, oh, it's part of the photo. And he was kind of giving me a little, and I was like, oh god, this is great. And then he's like yelling at me, like, ah.
Was that who you ended up like trashing, like the, like you were, you guys were kicking over chairs?
Yeah, that wasn't me. Yeah,
somebody,
they were getting wild, but that photo scared me. I was like, holy shit, you are who we think you are. Like, that guy's a fucking wow. I was like, holy smokes.
Yeah,
I can just imagine that reaction. Yeah,
I didn't. Normally, when you're like, "Oh, let's go to a photo," you know, you do the little like, bro, like, yeah, go and do a little smile. He just started choking me out.
Yeah, I strangle motherfuckers in my photos. Nice. Yeah, imagine if you went and had a photo with him now, and he was like, "Yeah," and you were like, "Oh no, hey man, could you strangle me? Can I have a bit of strangling? You strangled my friends. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with me? I'm not good enough for strangling."
So I'm glad you haven't picked that up to do to people, because if you start strangling,
I think the way to handle a photo is to just be like a normal human.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's probably best. But you mentioned When We Were Young festival. I wanted to kind of just get a quick insight into that, because like that seemed such a crazy event looking at it from online. You guys have already been announced for next year's as well. What was the build up and all that like for you guys? Because obviously online there's a lot of people skeptical because the lineup was so good. Was it too good to be true? And then you had all the
when the poster first came out, because we approved it, and I think I just kind of was like, I didn't know every band that was on this thing was going to be. I thought it was like most tour submissions where there's a lot going on, and I was like, we'll see what it is later. So when the poster came out, my wife was like, is this real? I was like, I have no idea. I had to call them. I was like, this looks like way too many bands, right? Like, I don't know.
I think originally we were told, I think it was My Chemical Romance.
That was it.
Paramore.
No, nah, no.
I think it was just My
Chem. It was only My Chem. They were like, hey, you're going to play a festival with My Chem. And we're like, yes. Yes.
We're in. Cool. So we're in. And yes, then we got it. Yeah. Awesome. And then they're very sneaky about the whole thing. So they really didn't like what he was saying. They didn't really tell a lot of bands. So yeah. I was getting phone calls being like, this has to be fake, right? And I was like,
I don't know.
I don't.
That's happened too, where people made fake tour posters, like a poster kind of thing. So I was like, this could be.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Like, yeah, I saw. I think it was Matt Skiba posted saying that Alkaline Trio are on the poster before they were asked.
Oh shit!
And I was like, how does that?
That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you build it, they will come.
It's fucking Rainsville 2 all over again.
Rainsville 2, like, fully. It's what it felt like. I was like, there's no way.
Aerosmith and Pearl Jam. Yeah.
Who else is going to be there?
Yeah. Van Halen.
An old man fashioning a kayak out of a log. Rick Taylor's going to be there. Yeah. There's a god in my country.
That's so good.
That's great. He's going to be there.
Yeah. Pearl Jam. So, yeah, it was just that, and then obviously there's doubt, you know, when you have that many bands, you're like, how are they going to do it? Like from just like a backline band perspective, they're like, there's going to be a million front of house guys. There's going to be a million guitar techs trying to figure out where we all know how one big a stage can get.
Uh-huh.
And there was only like five. I'm like, it was just, good luck, yeah. But it went swimmingly.
How did you feel after that first day got canceled? Were you like, haha, I knew this wasn't going to happen?
Oh man, well a lot of people were like, dude, conspiracy theory, man. Yeah. It was true, everything's true. And I was like, dude, honestly, it's so windy and it would have been dangerous, like I get it. But man, the strip was just like a bunch of emo zombies just walking around misplaced, 100,000 people just like trying to figure it out. It was
the darkness that descended on Las Vegas.
Yeah. A lot of black shirts everywhere.
Yeah, mad.
But if the festival book is listening, we can.
Yeah, we'd like to go.
Yeah, invite us. Nice, invite us.
Oh my! Yeah, but bands back that people remember. Yeah. Bands back that people remember. So remember that.
Yeah. But no, I remember that show was awesome. We had the two that we did were incredible.
Nice. Awesome. Obviously, as we start to wind down on this conversation a little bit, we're backstage in Birmingham on this tour. Every now and again, we do like to ask guests if there is anything on Riders that you've tried to put on just to see if people actually like read the request list and stuff like that, see if you can get away with. Is there any little antidotes or anything like that from trying to get away with stuff?
I can't think of anything weird, but I did notice Vic started asking for ginger and specifically said to get like the biggest pieces they could find. And one rider, they took that real serious. And these pieces of ginger took up like entire grocery bags.
What?
It was massive. I didn't even know it got that.
Yeah, I was about
like
to say.
It looked like the size of potatoes.
Like, yeah. Oh, it gets big. Oh.
And did you finish it?
Yeah. I mean,
I waste a mountain of ginger.
I mean, you know me.
Yeah, that was a comical amount of ginger in a bag, and we were like, "Dude, I don't think this is a lot of ginger for ginger."
The only thing that just bums me out, Sean, is that these guys they won't stop playing juggling my ginger.
Ginger jugglers.
It's right behind you, and it's just always there, and. It just looks like
oh, that's quite a
that's nothing. That's like the size of a softball, maybe a grapefruit. We're talking. It was
massive.
I'm
trying to put the stuff in my tea. I'm trying to eat it,
and I'm just juggling it.
And they're just throwing it on the floor and acting like it's their hand. And it's like,
I mean, it's got little thumbs. Yeah. Take my strong hand.
Yeah. That joke has been made quite a few times.
We should start getting darts for our Nerf guns because we're running low. Before the tour started, there was a toy store by the venue, and we went and bought like 8.
We are in our mid to late 30s, by the way.
We're fully adult men, still buying
Nerf guns. But now they have a little more money and they can buy like the big Nerf guns. Fully taking advantage of that.
Yeah. There's like scopes now. I think our merch guy got a Gatling gun Nerf gun, which is just overkill. But
a Nerf cannon.
Yeah. So just be careful if you go on our bus later. Just be careful. Watch your eyes.
You might get shot.
Yeah.
Sunglasses only.
People get fancier cars when with success. We just get bigger Nerf guns.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, like you said, that as soon as you said Nerf gun, fire went off in my head. I was like, "That's fucking brilliant."
Yeah.
And then you went, "We're all in our mid to late 30s," and I was like, "No, same. I'm excited by Nerf guns."
Yes. What is it?
Yeah, nice. Do you only use them in combat against each other?
We've had.
Would you take them out into the? Into the show?
Not the show. We do more green room and bus battles, and it's funny because people are always like, "I'm Switzerland. Can't. I'm neutral." And then five minutes later, they're just like, "I'm shooting."
Yeah.
You know, and it's we try to you know, we have obstacle courses. And
nice. Things. Any Nerf injuries yet?
A few darts to the eye.
Yeah. Ooh. We don't condone shooting darts to the eye, but. Life finds a way.
That's the quote of the episode. That is the quote of the episode.
Life.
We can all shoot each other in the eye, but life finds a way.
Yeah. Are you guys big on tour pranks with like support bands or bands you're out with?
We used to.
I mean, we've been off the road for a minute, so it seems like we're like a different band almost. We're like, okay. Do we do that? I don't know.
We haven't done one in maybe nearly 10 years, but yes, we do.
I just remembered from our tour together. So it was us, you guys, and Flood of Red.
Yes. Flood of Red. Yeah.
The Scottish lads.
We actually just saw Simon the other day.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. When did I see any of them last? It's been a while.
Because he was with Let Live, and we actually have the drummer from Let Live playing with us, Lonnie. Yeah, so he came out, and it was good to see him.
Nice.
Love that guy.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I remember for hours, I think we played the Rescue Rooms or something like that in Nottingham, and everybody else in the other bands came on stage with a guitar or Guitar Hero, and everybody was miming guitar to us at the end.
I remember that. We did that, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was
fantastic.
Great.
I enjoyed that very much. Yeah. Have you been pranked by other bands, and what have they done? Is there anything?
Yeah, well, a lot of times when we're on a tour, we have, you know, guest people come out and do some vocals and stuff. And for the last couple of times, we had people switch it up and wear costumes or have a different person come out and have somebody sing like behind the stage. So that's always funny. I think my favorite one was when you had Jenna from Tonight Alive do the part in Hold On. And their guitar player came out wearing like a bathing suit, like a woman's bathing suit,
a banana hammock,
banana hammocky. And he did the moves, and she was backstage singing, and he was just serenading Vic, and it was
amazing.
Yeah, we were just trying to play like this emotional like ballad of a song. He's like. Just stripper dancing while he's singing it to these kids, and people are like, "I don't understand what's happening right now." But
this is between them, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
No, it was really, I was laughing the whole time. My face was just ear to ear. It's like, oh man, they got us.
Some kid was probably like, oh man, I can't wait until they play that part in the set.
That's what they got.
I'm going to like be feeling it. I'm going to like, it's going to be my favorite thing. And I've been waiting for this for 5 years.
Oh my God.
And then that happens.
He's like, oh no.
Yeah. Oh, Janet from Tonight Live is going to come out and sing. She looks different from earlier.
She's changed.
Yeah, it's been 45 minutes. What? What the fuck's happened to her?
Oh, well, guys, I've absolutely loved just hearing like these old stories and everything like that. Of course, before you go, we've got a new album coming out now next year. The singles so far have had a good reaction. What are you hoping people kind of take away from the album when it's out? Is there any like little surprises, any little things you've really tried on this record that you hope people kind of pick up?
As Tony says.
What does Tony say?
What I say?
Tony said, what?
Tony's just like been staring off. What? Remember when they asked this question last time? I think this is our motto for what do people expect?
I don't remember.
I think all you said was, I hope people think it doesn't suck.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
That was true. That worked.
Nice.
Oh, man. Yeah. Just hope they don't think it sucks.
Yeah. That's it.
That's really the root of everything, I think.
I think, to be fair.
That was 2 days ago.
I hope people like my stuff. Yeah, that's all it is.
We set it up.
Don't hate us.
I threw you like a nice little... like lob. I just threw it right at you.
You threw it to his back.
You could have knocked it out of the park.
I think he did with what?
Yeah, to be fair. That was probably
was
better than...
What?
So good.
What?
You talking to me? He was like,
T-shirt idea, boys. What?
As Tony always says.
What?
Damn, you talking to me this whole time? So good.
Oh, guys, so honestly, good. Thank you so much for taking the time. I've loved this. This has been absolutely brilliant. Yeah, excited for the show tonight and just appreciate you guys going down memory lane.
Great. Very much. Thank you.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Love. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You're listening to Sapping Podcast!
Yes!
Woo!
I love those boys so much. I haven't seen them for 7 or 8 years, must be. We haven't toured together for 15 years, despite the early promise from Pierce the Veil of taking the Blackout on tour in America. You hear that? That's me still waiting.
Well, you're back together now, so there's no excuse, really. There is no excuse.
Well, there is. There's plenty of excuses, and the other boys will make them as to why we won't go to America.
Ah, right, okay.
Not on me. Yeah, not on me. But no, it was like we were having a conversation 8 years ago.
I turned my back. 8 years went by. I turned back round and we carried on the conversation. Long lost friends who hadn't seen each other for years, just carrying on. And it meant the world to me to see him and I had a good time. So
nice. Yeah. Well, these conversations are always kind of our favorite when we can just kind of hang out with people and just really pull back the curtain on a lot of stuff and just have a really chilled, nice conversation. So thank you again to Pierce Bale and their whole team, Cam, Hayley Connolly, for sorting this out and just being so accommodating with everything. They truly are a band that I know a lot of people were obsessed with really getting into alternative music, especially that crossbreed of pop punk, post-hardcore, introducing tie-dye to a lot of people, and just the killer, killer singles. Their new album, The Jaws of Life, is coming out February 10th, again, Vic's birthday, so double whammy. Nice. Pre-orders are available now via piercedavail.net or at your local record stores, so go and check it out. There's loads of different vinyl colors and versions you can go and collect, and hopefully we'll hear a lot more about them in 2023 with extra tour dates and stuff. They've been announced for When We Were Young 2023 again, and if the people who run that festival are listening, invite us, because I would like to go to LA and I would like to go to that festival, please. So thank
you
also
look at us, like, yeah, come on, invite us, like anybody who books When We Were Young even knows about this podcast.
You'd be surprised. I'm sure someone somewhere, one of the cleaners of the festival might listen to us, and then they might pass the big kahuna boss and be like, oh, you should get something on.
Hey,
and
man,
then
I'm one person who listens to this weird podcast of two people, and one of them sounds like he's dying lately, I think, from illness. And they'd love to come. You should definitely get, hey, janitor, why not take this check that I'm giving you and send it to them and let them book their own flights and accommodation. We need Sappening Podcast, man. You know, that's how Americans talk, and
right, okay.
So I'd imagine, yeah, that's pretty much how it's going to go. So, yeah, cool. We're going to be there next year.
Now. Who knows? Tag people and festivals you want to see us at next summer at Sappening Pod on Twitter and Instagram. We always want to hear your messages and what you think of the podcast. Share it with as many people as you can. If you know Pierce the Veil fans or not, just give them this link anyway. And a quick reminder, if you enjoy what me and Sean do, please go and check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/Sappening. This week, the lovely people in the community organized their own Christmas quiz extravaganza via Zoom. So if you're interested in taking part on that, patreon.com/Sappening, meet your new best friends and get quizzing. Nothing better than an emo quiz during the holidays, I guess.
Yes. Or at any time, I guess. but yeah, a lot of love to our Patreon people. Every week, check out the description of these podcasts. There's hundreds of names there who we absolutely adore. Thank you guys for being involved. As I sound like I am drowning, Morgan is going to read out the Patreons in a weird kind of April Fool's / Christmas type switch around that we've done early.
We're so random. You never know what's going to happen on the
what
podcast.
A crazy bunch of bastards we are, mate.
We really, really are. Patreon.com/Sappening to get your name involved in this. But massive thank you needs to be said to Kylie Wheeler, Malumi Mahasiv, Leo Way, Janelle Casting, Paul Hirschfield, Scarlett Charlton, Tony Michael, Dilly Grimwood, Kelly Irwin, Nathan Crawshaw, Mitch Perry, Emma Barber, Sammy G, Kat Besant, Dana Lasnova, Jenny Robertson, Murray Grimwood, Scott Jones, Amy Dawson, Amy Louise, Stuart McNaw, M. Evans Roberts, Stephen Aston, Carling Robinson, Kate Putter, Louis Cook, Danny Eaton, Martina McManus, Carl Pengelbury, James McNaw, Jenny Munster, Kelly Emma Cannon, Jason Heredia, John and Emma, Emily Perry, Craig, the boys are back in town, Harris, Gary White, Kalila King, Adam King of the Goss Parcelo, Ollie Ainsbury, Josh, how much does Santa pay for parking? Nothing. It's on the house crisp. Alice Woods, Reese Bowering, Kate Stevenson, Kyle, I bought Mariah Carey something to secure her door, but she doesn't want a lock for Christmas. David Smith, And last but no means least, the wonderful Connor Lewins and family.
Whee! Boys. I didn't mind them jokes. They were all right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much to all of the patrons. Oh, go on. What are you going to say?
I was at a reminder when I was reading some names there. There's been two, basically, people in the Patreon have had babies this week, times two. So, wow. Want to say congratulations to Kat Besant, who,
yes.
Her and her partner have had their firstborn.
Yeah, I saw their announcement. They announced him as if he was signing for West Ham.
They did. It's very good. Very, very good. And longtime friends and Patreons, Jay and TJ, have had their second child as well. So it's all going on. All the love in the Sapmin podcast Patreon
right.
community.
No, let's work out.
Literally.
9 months ago. Well, 9 months ago, right? So what's that? March?
Yeah.
March, is it? What's our sexiest episode that we put out in March?
March.
I wonder if it's a sexy episode and it works out. They're like, oh. Was Brandon, if Brandon Boyd was in March?
No, I'll have a look now. Where am I? April.
Let's find out.
And we had Cody Carson from Set It Off, Matt Heafy from Trivium, Bianca Del Rio of RuPaul's Drag Race fame, Bowling for Soup, and Stephen Patel from Lost Alone.
Well, yeah. Who's the sexiest out of them? That's what you're asking. Like, I reckon after the Bowling for Soup one, I'd probably get a bit jiggy. I'm not taking blame for those babies existing because I don't want to end up with some sort of fee.
No,
like, yeah, I don't want to play child
that.
Allowance. It's not ours.
Nah.
Jesus Christ.
Man.
That's why we mention the fucking Patreon so much. We can't afford to do this. But yeah, thank you very much to everybody who listens. This has been Pierce the Veil on Sapmin Podcast. We love those boys. Thank you very much. And we hope to see them again soon. Is there anything else, Mark?
No, just make sure to follow us at Sapmin Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And we'll be back next week with even more laughs to get your stockings fuller. I was trying to think of a Christmas pattern. It didn't go well.
Jesus Christ. No, it didn't. No. Jesus Christ.
But we appreciate every single person. Thank you for being you. Thank you for supporting us through a lot of things over the last couple of weeks. And I hope you're having a fantastic time.
Yep. Sapnin!
Sapnin!
I sound like the devil.
You're listening to Sapmin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.